Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I take it that I'm live. I didn't get a chance to hear my introduction, but I guess I'm going to go live anyway at this point. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another Blog Talk Radio Parents Go to Parents Network show. I am your host, M.H. Scott. And as always, I want to try to promise you another wonderful show. Another wonderful show. You know, parents, when we hear the word reform, you know, I have to ask the question, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear the word reform? And when that word pops up in a conversation, and then it's followed by or preceded by a commission, what do we think is going to happen? What do we anticipate or what do we envision happening? Because oftentimes we hear that and really don't think about what are they really saying? What are they really talking about? What's really about to happen? Well, I asked that question because that very same thing came to mind here recently. Or that very same thing was brought to my attention here recently, where the NCAA, National Collegiate Athletic Association, they commissioned a panel, and the panel has a bunch of proposed reforms to include ending the old one and done. The NCAA proposed reforms for men's basketball. That's what we're going to talk about here this evening. And I'm going to try to give it to you from a parent's perspective. Now, in sharing this information with you, of course, I want you to join in on the conversation. I want you to go out and share this information with other parents, because at some point in time, we need to have a voice at that table. And I say we being the parents of these athletes, because far too often, too many times, we don't have opportunity. Our voice is not heard. And no one's paying us any attention. So, let's talk about these proposed reforms. Well, the president of the NCAA, Mark Emmert, he went out and got I'll put it like this. He went out and got a group of folks to create a panel. A panel to discuss, why is it that when it's time for me to come on the show here, all of a sudden now I'm getting sleepy-eyed and all that kind of stuff? That ain't right. Come on now. But Mr. Mark Emmert went out and created a panel and decided to get a bunch of folks on the air and decided to have these individuals make some decisions on, okay, what's going to happen next? What is the NCAA going to do about this recent scandal? What is the NCAA going to do about this recent situation and the FBI's involvement as it pertains to you know agents and the sneaker company and all the other great things that go along with the picture. What's going to happen now? What's going to happen next? You know, how are they going to clean this up? That's the big question. That's the true question. That's the real question. Well, there was a few recommendations coming from this commission panel that the NCAA created. And I say a few recommendations because, you know, like I said, it's just a handful. But with these recommendations, I would have to honestly say I don't feel 100% comfortable that they've actually made any progress or that anything is actually going to happen. Now, I may be totally wrong, but that's just my feeling. That's just my thoughts. And I love to hear your thoughts. You can always call in this evening, join in on the conversation at area code 646-787-1756. I'll give you that number again. Area code 646-787-1756. Love to hear from you. I think you have something that needs to be said. I think you have something that our listening audience need to hear. And if so, please, by all means, share it. Please, by all means, share it. Because we want to hear what's on your mind. We want to know that you are in tune with what's going on. NCAA proposed reform for men's basketball, a parent's perspective. You know, folks, I say that because I want you to join us this evening, and let me give you that number out again. And then I'm going to go into just give you some of the information on the proposed reform. But give me a second here. I need to put something together. And I said that number was 646-787-1756. Or you can catch us at http://TOBTR.com. I'm trying to post that on our Facebook page so that folks know where to find us this evening and join in on the conversation. Yep, join in on the conversation. We welcome you to join in on the conversation. Join us. So I just figured I'd throw that out there to all my Facebook family and friends. But I want to go into this here reform thing, you know. I'm going to start out by just give you some insight of what am I talking about, some recommendations, you know. And if you parents haven't had a chance to take a look at these recommendations or these guidelines that the commission has provided the NCAA with, you should. It says, after a seven-month review, the commission on college basketball recommends a series of changes intended to address the issues it believes are responsible for the corruption in sports, men's basketball mainly. That's the conversation, men's basketball. But as we know, this same type of corruption has happened in football as well. The commission recommended changes four strategic areas. The NCAA Board of Governors, the Division I Board of Directors have committed to implement them before tip off. Oh, okay. And recommend these changes in a few different areas. Four different areas. I'm going to talk about all four of those areas. But the Board of Governors and the Board of Directors have changes before the tip-off season of 2018. So they're going to put all this in place and get these changes into full effect before the tip-off season of 2018. Well, there are some things that they don't have total control over, so it should be interesting to see how this is totally implemented without them having total control over. First area that they want to identify and to address, create a realistic pathway for student athletes' success. What does that mean? A realistic pathway for student athletes' success. Are you finally trying to say that they're going to attend college, get a degree in a valuable discipline, that where once they get that degree, they can go out and start in the workforce and not run around and have some type of bogus degree where they can't do anything with it, and at the end of the day, they're still struggling once they graduate? Does that really and truly mean that? Is that the conversation, or is that the topic that they're trying to address? Because if that's the case, that should have happened some time ago. That should have always been on the table. It shouldn't have taken a commission to just address that elephant in the room. That's been exposed years ago. Next area is establish a professional neutral investigation and adjudication of serious infractions and hold institutions and individuals accountable. So in other words, finally, the conversation is surfaced to try to put together a independent forum or investigation bureau of some sort to conduct these investigations and infractions that the NCAA has from time to time, and to hold institutions and individuals accountable for these serious infractions. Again, Why did it take a commission to address that? That's another puzzling part for me. Because the simple fact that we've heard about investigations and infractions and violations for a number of years. But have they all been handled the same? If a kid took a bag of Skittles from someone they called a booster, is that a major infraction? Should that child be suspended suspended from the program? Bag of Skittles. The second area is to mitigate non-scholastic basketball, harmful influence on college basketball reforms, non-scholastic basketball, and make it finances transparent. What does that mean? Well, somebody call in and correct me on this, because from what I just read, in other words, we're talking about these AU, USA, and any of these other entities that's out here that's having these men basketball events, and you have financial dealings. They want to make sure that the finances is transparent. There's no under-the-table stuff going on. Well, how are you going to monitor that? Because that has so many layers. Are you going to start putting the blame on the student athlete and his or her parents? Are you going to ask for their financial statement, their records, their bank account information? None of your dang business. From my perspective as a parent, so, if you all of a sudden decide to look into my economic status or my financial status, and you notice that we came into an additional $10,000, do I have to prove to you where the money came from? You know, it's going to be very interesting to see how they go about implementing all these things. And parents, I need your thoughts, I need your ideas, I need your input on this conversation. Because I like to take this conversation to another level. I like to hear from all of you out there so that we as a body of parents can address this issue with the NCAA and any other entity that they create. The last and final area that they plan to address, add a significant cadre of public members to the NCAA's Board of Governors. Sound like something I would be interested in. Sound like something that I know many of you may even be interested in. And I wish I had one person that said that they were interested in the show this evening, because I would love to hear their thoughts on this particular subject, because this is truly, truly, truly a conversation that I know that they have some insight on and could bring something with some great substance to the table. So I'm going to try to reach out to them and see if I can get them to join us on the line here. But as always, you know, it can be a little difficult from time to time. But I think this is information that needs to be addressed. I think this is information that needs to be discussed amongst us as parents. I think we should have a voice in this conversation. Our voice should be a voice that should be heard, not just we get a chance to talk and that's about as far as it goes. No, I think our voice should be a voice that needs to be heard, heard and heard often. Heard and heard often, without a doubt. Let me go into some of the things that the commission proposed. Many of the proposals could come as part of the NCAA legislation code in August. In other words, they're trying to do this as soon as August. That's something that came from Mark Emmert, who relies on Mrs. Condoleezza Rice, who headed up this commission, her stature to boost the credibility of the NCAA. In other words, he's trying to use her as, hey, you know, we got her on our side. Our credibility should be good now. Well, if that's the case, then turn the job over to her. Allow her to take over the position as the chairperson or the president of the NCAA. One of the things that the commission is recommending, allowing regulated contact between athletes and agents at the high school level. Now, how are you going to do that? And how is that going to be monitored? You know, I have a problem with that. I really and truly have a problem with that. And let me tell you why. Because it's bad enough parents aren't as involved in the process. And, you know, the powers to be, the media and all these other folks out here give parents a bad name and parents are helicopter. No, if you take the time to sit down and explain to the parents what the process is, how they're going to benefit from this process, and all the other little great things that you're going to get out of it. If you take the time to give parents a better understanding of it, then you wouldn't have to call parents out of their name, helicopter parents, and oh, such and such, or his parents is always in the way, and you know, parents are a hanger on. Hold up. You're trying to get their child to supplement and benefit and allow you to benefit from their child's talent. Now, let's be realistic here. The only person that really and truly gets some respect is former professional athletes' children, because you believe somewhere along the line that professional athlete may help boost and promote your program. So that's why these gentlemen or these individuals get respect. Get respect as it pertains to your program. Other than that, if you look at what the average parent would get, wouldn't get that same respect. I'll tell you that firsthand. That is not the case. That is by no means the case. So let's not fool ourselves and say, oh, yeah, well, that's the way it is. No, it's not. And if you're trying to tell me that that's the way it is, you tell it to somebody else, because I definitely ain't going to believe you. Let's make this conversation transparent for all. You know, the NCAA and this commission that recently was held talks all about transparency. And they want to do this transparent. They want to do that transparent. Well, if you educate the parents, they can better support and help and guide their children. But no, half the time, you're attempting to remove the parents from the process so you can manipulate the children. That's the real story. Commission, bring that part to the table. You know, as I look at these couple of stories that recently came out, and it talks about all these people that benefit from all these individuals that benefit from the student athletes. It causes a serious heartburn for me, because we're talking about the coaches, we're talking about the media, we're talking about the institutions, we're talking about the NCAA, we're talking about the sneaker companies, we're talking about television. All these individuals benefit from the talent of a student athlete. There's heartburns, headaches, moans, groans, gripes, and complaints about paying a student athlete. What's wrong with that picture? I'm just curious. You know, in one part of this here report, it says there's a debate about whether the status quo is accepted. You know, and it says Mark Emmert says he added, nobody finds it acceptable. Okay, well, guess what? It'll be all right. I wanted to find another part I was looking at in this here article. You know, out of all this conversation, no part of the conversation goes back around to, and when I say out of all this conversation, out of everything that this commission discussed, addressed, or whatever, over the last few months, because I think they took place sometime, started getting together back in October. And in doing so, you know, they met, they talked, they did this, they did that. But at no point in time was there a conversation pertaining to, was there a conversation pertaining to paying student athletes? Well, I guess my question is, why? Why? Why wasn't that part of the conversation? You know, I still think that we're going to have a major issue as it pertains to allowing high school athletes to have contact with agents. Why can't the NCAA create a series of seminars? You know, it's already a joke. And if anyone from the NCAA is listening, it's already a joke to have NCAA-sanctioned events. And prior to the event, there's supposed to be a NCAA briefing. Well, NCAA members, institution, president, let me share this, allow me to share this with you. There's some problems there, because half the time, and I would say a great deal of the time, that information is not given, or that information is very quickly overlooked, or very quickly talked about. And what I mean by very quickly, exactly that. Very quickly. I'm going to tell you how fast I've seen some of these NCAA briefings go. How fast they go. Just that quick. Now, my son attended an event some time ago. And, no, it wasn't actually my son. It was another young man I traveled with. But either way, attended the event, and the game was over, and they rushed all the kids out into the hallway, and someone was out in the hallway to give them the NCAA spiel. Well, this NCAA spiel consisted of every bit of 5 minutes, if that. Nevertheless, to say the athletes wasn't even interested in listening, because some had just lost, some had just won. Now they're all standing out there in one big group, supposed to be standing around, holding hands, singing Kumbaya. And now they're supposed to be listening to an NCAA presentation. By the time all the athletes got out there and the parents got out there, the presentation was over. The presentation was over. So if that's the case, how do you propose to monitor how student athletes at the high school level is going to be monitored when interacting with agents? Huh? Please, somebody provide me with that answer. I'd be interested to know, how do we go about monitoring that? How do we go about ensuring that that does happen? Very easily said, looks good on paper, but I need to know and be very interested in finding out, how are you going to make it happen? So, this commission, was it really and truly brought together for the purpose of resolving some issues, or was it brought together for the purpose of saying we did something? I'm just curious to say that we did something. We made an attempt to do something. Did you bring in any of the parents from any of the parents groups out there? Mothers of Professional Athletes, PACE, Parents Coaching Parents Network, Mothers of Athletes, MOA. Did you reach out to any of those parents and add them as members on your board or this commission? That's my question. And I'd be willing to bet the answer to that question probably is no. Now, am I wrong for saying, there's a problem with that? I hope I'm not. And I hope any other parent that's listening to this show this evening don't believe that I am. Because there is a problem with that. Parents, we need to have a better voice at the table, a stronger voice at the table, a louder voice at the table. I honestly have to say this can't be an optional thing. This has to be a must. Because if we allow it to be an optional thing, it's going to be exactly that, and we will be overlooked. And we will be just another parent in the way. Nah, I don't plan to be that person. I plan to be a parent that's going to support his or her from start to finish, doing the highs and the lows, the bitter and the sweet, the rich and the poor, in all aspects of the situation. Because I am the parent, and I will always be the parent. You individuals who prosper from these young athletes, well, you've known them for a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever the case may be, but in the end, me and many others will still continue to be the parents. It's almost as though there is an attempt to knock us out of the picture or dismiss us from the picture. I'm not sure exactly why, but it seems to be that way. But I will say this. At some point in time, you're going to have to invite us to the table. At some point in time, you will have to invite us to the table. And when we come to the table, we will come to the table ready to share our thoughts, our views, and just give you some insight on what you're dealing with. That's not, you know, anything on a negative note. That's just simply stating some facts. Stating the facts, folks. That's just the way that is. Stating the facts. Because in looking at this here report, you know, it talks about all these great things and all these ideals that the commission has come up with. But again, you know, there's some holes in this conversation. And until those holes get addressed from a very realistic standpoint. And what I mean by realistic standpoint, from a parent that, or from someone that has walked in that, you know, yeah, you had David Robinson and Grant Hill, also part of the commission. You had Condoleezza Rice. But again, who has actually been in that situation? You know, they have the Student Athlete Advisory Committee headed up by Noah Knight. Now, Noah Knight once played basketball for some university, but experienced a series of concussions, no longer able to play. So he has been removed from playing basketball. So how is he the chairman, or why does anyone feel as though he would make a valuable chairman as the Student Athlete Advisory Committee chair? No, this isn't anything against you. Never met you, not to my knowledge. And hopefully at some point I will, here soon in the near future. But you have to understand, and I hope that in this case you're still on a full scholarship if you're a member of the institution. I truly, truly, truly hope that's the case, because the scholarship you probably experienced, the concussions you probably experienced, was probably due to participation in the sport. Now, does that mean that you don't need a scholarship anymore? No, actually, there should be a medical plan that should cover you. And you would think that somebody would actually ask that question and somebody would support that, because that is a very serious issue. You know, you have a situation where Greg Platts died in 2015 from CTE stage 4. CTE stage 4, college athlete, died in 2015. CTE stage 4. How many other college athletes are probably experiencing something such as CTE stage 4 or any type of CTE? The thing about CTE, it can't be diagnosed as long as you're still alive, not at the current state. So sad to say, your child goes through, plays the game he or she loves for all these years, experience a couple concussions, graduate from college, get a job, move on, later on start having some difficulties in life, but nobody wants to explain it. Nobody can determine, nobody can figure out what's wrong with him or her. Experiencing headaches, all these other things. But nobody can figure out what the problem may be. It might be a CTE situation. It may be a CTE situation. Not something to take lightly, folks. Not something to take lightly. Something that we must support our children in understanding that it's their life. But, again, they are so quick to remove us from the situation. They are so quick to remove us from the situation. And now that they have removed us from the situation, they can make their decisions and deal with their children, deal with our children the way that they see fit. Sad to say. Sad to say. Yep. Yeah, that's just what I have to say, folks. There's a number of issues that's out here And I need you to keep your eyes and ears open on this conversation that the NCAA has currently towards our student athletes, and how they're going to survive, and what's going to be the reform, what's going to be the reform for this new NCAA proposal. What is it going to be? Well, parents, I've been on here for a while. I know my time is came and gone. I know I still have a few minutes left here on the air. You know, I was hoping to hear from some of you and just hear some of your thoughts and some of your views, because it's really, really an interesting conversation. It's something that must be shared. Again, if you want to call in, it's still not too late. We can still get you in. We still got a few minutes left. You can give us a call at 646-787-1756. 646-787-1756. Give us a call. Join in on the conversation. The four areas that the NCAA has decided to take on as it pertains to men's basketball, based upon input from their recently assembled commission, is creating a realistic path for student-athlete success. Has it been a joke all these years? Interesting. Interesting on how they choose to word it. Now, those exact words, those exact words came straight from the NCAA's website. Those aren't words that I, a statement I read, turned around, put it in my own words, and said, okay, I'm going to break it down. No, those exact words came from the NCAA's website. Secondly, establish professional, neutral investigation and adjudication of serious infractions and hold institutions and individuals accountable. Again, words from the NCAA's website. Mitigate non-scholastic basketball's harmful influence. In other words, you know, if I'm reading this correctly, they're going to try to cut down on all the outside influence, the runners, the street agents, and all these other individuals part of non-scholastic basketball and scholastic basketball and collegiate basketball. How about that part? Last but not least, add a significant cadre of public members to the NCAA's Board of Governors. Now, that in itself may be worth its while if you don't go out and handpick a bunch of folks that's going to be yes men, folks that's not going to be outspoken. And they're just going to go along with the status quo. Because I think we've had enough of that thus far. I think we've had quite a bit of that, and now we need to move on to bigger and better things. That's my opinion. And I think that opinion has some value, and it's something that can be reviewed, considered. So, talk to me, folks. Let me hear your thoughts. Let me hear your views. Let me know where this conversation has taken you. Because we are the parents of the athletes they're talking about. And if we have no interest in a true reform in the process, then where does that leave our children? You know, that just simply just leaves our children hanging out in high and dry and allowing the next person to come along and do as they will, do as they please. I don't see that being too beneficial. I may be totally wrong, but I don't see that being too beneficial. So, if you what is this? Is that Charles sign? Is that Charles got a sign? Interesting. Well, fun, folks. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. Haven't had any callers this evening. Been kind of sort of wish I had. But I'm always going to continue to provide the information. I'm going to continue to provide the information. So until next Sunday, same time, Eastern Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. We'll see you then. Have a great evening. Parents Culture Parents Network, we're out.